Well, hello and welcome to the Sunday Night Supporters Club podcast on the 19th of May 2024. Hope you're well. Hope you're having a great weekend. The weather certainly this weekend has improved tenfold and it's been rather pleasant. I went to Westdean Gardens this morning. Haven't been to Westdean Gardens for about 4 years, but it was nice to go and have a look around. This used to be a garden that I would visit on a yearly basis when they had Chili Fiesta. Unfortunately, they don't do Chili Fiesta anymore. So it was a rather interesting visit, to say the least. But we went there, myself, my wife and Roxy. We had a lovely walk around, had a look at the vegetable gardens, the walled gardens. It's changed a lot. Well, I don't think it was as good as I seem to remember it, in all honesty. It's a bit unfair because it's the wrong time of year, but I would like to see much more in the way of vegetable plants, but there was just a little bit lacking for my liking. This has worried me for a while. A new head gardener took over a few years back, around 2019, 2024. Very knowledgeable bloke, I'll give him his due, a nice bloke. But he got rid of Chili Fiesta because he never felt like it suited the actual place itself. And I feel he's more of a ornamental grower as opposed to a vegetable gardener. So I was interested to see what it was like when we went back. But nonetheless, nice day out. I do enjoy going to some stately homes and getting some inspiration. This is something I talk about quite a bit, and you will hear tomorrow. One of the things that I get inspired by is things like the cold frames they have here at Westdean Gardens. These are the wedge-shaped cold frames you often see in stately homes, made of brick with glass tops, and I'm always inspired by these. Another thing is the tree pruning. They've got espaliers, they've got step-over trees, fence-trained trees, all of which I want to try and recreate, and I've been looking at this throughout this week, funny enough. One of the things I've wanted to do down on the allotment is create like a fence-trained apple tree. So if you think of an apple tree where you might have the main trunk that comes up and then you have several branches going off in either direction, 360 degrees, it could be going in any direction. The way it works with like a fence-trained apple tree, I'm not sure on the correct name, but you have your main trunk going up and then you would have three horizontal, is it right? Horizontal, vertical? Horizontal, that's correct. Three horizontal bits of wire where you would have branches just trained to go along those. So there would be three branches on the left, three branches on the right, all at the same height and growing this basically to make a fence. I like these ideas. It's something I'm looking at doing a lot more of and gives us a chance to practice our pruning techniques. The only thing I don't like is the fact that we could spend a lot of money on an apple tree, 60, 70, 80 quid before and cut it down to produce these trees. That's what always puts me off. We could buy the cheap ones, I guess, and practice with those. And that might be something to think about. Now, today I sowed the kale seeds from this month's gift pack. I know I've made a mistake. I said on the 20th we would be sowing the kale. That would be tomorrow, but I sowed them today. Basically, all I've done, I broadcast sown them. I've just sowed them in pots on the surface of some soil and just about a centimetre deep, covered them with compost, and then we will prick them out and move them on. Now, in the instructions, I was going to try a different way. I was going to try plug plants or in single pots, and I've got a lot of biodegradable pots, so I was going to use those and get those used. For time's sake, I just didn't end up doing this. Now, kale is one of those plants. I love kale. I think it's very useful. We use it a lot in our kitchen, especially when we're cooking something like Chinese seaweed. It's very useful and well worth growing, in my opinion. But easy to look after, but we want to grow it early so that it can grow throughout the winter. It's incredibly, incredibly hardy. So we'll sow the seeds, we get them to grow on, and we'll try and get them hardened off. We really want them to be 15 centimetres tall before we get them outside. We've got to keep the soil moist at all times. This is a brassica. It likes moist soil. It can tolerate a bit of shade as well, so you don't have to worry about it being in full sun. But when we do plant it out, add a bit of lime to the soil. It is a brassica, and that just helps. Now, fertilising is pretty easy to do. I like to use something like chicken manure, but it's a high nitrogen feed, which just helps boost the greeny leaves that we want. And then we just pick the leaves as and when required once the plants are large enough to handle. Now, they are fairly resistant pests and diseases. The biggest problem, of course, are slugs and snails, which are being a massive problem for us this year. As easy as that. Really is as easy as that to grow kale. Go give it a try and let us know how you get on. I'm looking forward to seeing how ours get on. Well, I'm going to call this one a night, a very short one this evening, I'm afraid, just because I want to get in a bath and I've just finished editing tomorrow's podcast because it's my wife's birthday and I want to try and make sure I spend a bit of time with her. Right, you take care, guys. I've just hit the microphone by accident. Sorry about that. But you take care, guys. I'll speak to you again next time.